and we certainly do employees too. So if you go back to the consumer, right, your reader, your viewer, your listener, and what they're looking for. And I think in the news environment today that is so busy and so cluttered, and there's 15,000 articles written about any given topic, you know, you're looking for brands that stand for something and brands that represent your value. So you've got a brand that represents your value, and you've got a customer, and that customer says, I want three types of content. And you got to deliver three types of content, you know, in not necessarily in perfect thirds, because I think some might want a little more of one, a little less of the other. You've got to deliver voice and opinion, right? Because people want you to have a voice and opinion. Otherwise, it feels very vanilla, it feels very bland. You want to do some original enterprise investigative reporting that only you own and is special and distinctive for you. It is distinctive to you. And you want to curate. And curating means finding the best from the web of the topics that your readers want to hear about, that you want to write about. And it's sort of funny because at HuffPost we got, you know, when people talk about HuffPost, they talk a lot about sort of the curation aspect. Yeah, you just took other people's content and it was all about curation. And part of the recipe at HuffPost was absolutely about curation. You know, we would have Obama goes to Afghanistan and every news outlet has written about Obama in Afghanistan. There was no need for HuffPost to rewrite that article. But we could tell we think the New York Times take on Obama going to Afghanistan is really interesting from this perspective, you know, with the headline and a link, you know, no, Wall Street Journal less interesting, you know, because we don't love their writer on this perspective, you know, that to be able to I think BuzzFeed did. Oh, I think it was actually Afghanistan. So I'll give a plug for BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed did a great piece today, and it got shared really, really widely in the web on how it came out that Obama was in Afghanistan, and it was just perfect curation. And it also happens that the search engines love that. The Google spiders love that. And I'm sure it got picked up widely in search. But it kind of gave you a timeline of what happened and how other media reported on it. It's really sort of helpful and useful. And rather than rewriting the story, it was a smart thing for BuzzFeed to do. But I think if that's the only thing you do, then that's not so interesting either. So having that enterprise reporting and that investigative reporting is why the New York Times continues to be such an important publication, because there are so many people at the Times that are breaking stories, that are telling stories that haven't been told before. And, voice and opinion, having your op-ed right there and people know what you stand for and what you believe in is also really important.